Hotel Walloon presents the third annual The Last Good Country, Walloon Lake, an Ernest Hemingway occasion. This happening Friday, April 27th through Sunday, April 29th. So let's talk about, the question is literally, what is happening with you, local historian Chris Struble? Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning to you.
Hey, so are you a fan of Hemingway?
I'm what they call a Hemingway nerd. I think I've been bitten too hard. I really enjoy his works, and I really enjoy the connection with Northern Michigan. So, yeah, I'm a complete Hemingway fan.
Good. And a local historian. So certainly your research is solid. And here to talk about Hemingway, but also talk about this gathering at Hotel Walloon, where I ask you, first of all, where's the hotel?
The hotel is at the foot of Lake Walloon, which is where Hemingway spent 22 summers, so you couldn't ask for a more authentic locale. The village has been kind of going through a renaissance, right, as of the last, like, probably 5 or 6 years, and it's spectacular what they've done out there. And I think events like this kind of show, you know, what they're doing with the culture and just the topography out there. Everything is great. It's a luxury hotel, but, you know, the village itself is still very much the way Hemingway would have remembered it as far as, there was probably more going on back then. So, again, the locale is just top-notch.
Awesome. And top-notch enough to invite us for the third annual time to be present at this Ernest Hemingway occasion. So what's happening this last weekend of the month?
Well, you know, not only is the locale great, but we have Valerie Hemingway, who was Hemingway's personal assistant. And she was 19 years old when she met him, and he was 59. They met in Spain. Valerie, with, you know, Hemingway turning 119 years old this year, there's very few people that have the stories and the firsthand anecdotes and just the real information on Hemingway still alive on the face of the earth and can remember. And, you know, seeing she was so young at that time, she is such an asset to have come. She worked on the papers after Hemingway passed. She was his personal assistant. She worked getting all the stuff into the JFK library. She was part editor of Movable Feast, one of his most famous recollections of Paris. And, of course, it flashes back to Michigan also. And then she married his youngest son, Gregory, and they were married for a number of years. And so, and then Valerie's life itself, she's just such a great, gregarious person. She's one of the best speakers I've ever heard and just fun to be around. So that's the asset here for sure at this event.
Awesome. So in an ideal world, come on and spend the two nights, the Friday through Sunday at Hotel Walloon, where the event literally does begin with this meet and greet with Valerie. But it looks like throughout the weekend, guided tours and more, including, I'm not going to pass a cocktail hour up.
How can you forget cocktails when you're talking about Hemingway? And yes, we have several events, including Brian Kosminski. It is trout season. This is the time of the year Hemingway would have just been dying to get back to Northern Michigan. I'll be doing tours of Horton Bay and then also of Petoskey. We've done a boat trip off and on, but with weather like this, how do you plan, right? A boat trip. And then also for the first time in the 3 years, they have a ticketed event. You know, the whole weekend, sometimes it might not be obtainable for everybody. But this year they've added a ticketed event on Saturday night, and that's at the Talcott Center, which is right across the street from the hotel. You can still use the same contact information, hotelwalloon.com, or call them directly. And then that's a ticketed event for the one night only. You still get a meet and greet with Valerie again, and there's a couple cocktails involved in that during the cocktail hour. And then she'll do her keynote presentation, which is they're always dead on. We've had her a couple times for the Michigan Hemingway Society, which I am the president of, and every time Val comes back, she's always got new stories. I mean, she's just a wealth of knowledge and great anecdotes. So that one is available as a ticketed event. I think that starts at 5:30, and then I think the keynote will start like probably, you know, 6:30 or so.
Is there a best way, Chris? Yes, you are president of the Michigan Hemingway Society, in addition to local historian, to find out more information on this whole weekend?
Yeah, so you can, again, hotelwalloon.com, or if you even type in The Last Good Country, Hotel Walloon, you're going to see probably about 30 or 40, 50 hits. And then we have a bunch of stuff listed on our website also, which is michiganhemingwaysociety.org.
So, Mr. Hemingway, if one is not at all familiar with Ernest, remind me of his Michigan connection.
So, 22 summers. This is where he started writing his first, we have pictures of him when he's 12, 13 years old, just sitting in that field, pen and paper in hand. He draws from this area so many times. Some of his best works are his short stories. He wasn't really known for his long stories. Sun Also Rises, is relatively short. The Old Man and the Sea. But the number one selling book that he ever wrote that even takes precedence over The Old Man and the Sea is the Nick Adams collection. And that draws on his remembrances of those 22 summers up here. And like I tell people, he even celebrated 25% of his weddings were up here in Horton Bay. So one of the Paris wife was actually Hadley Richardson. They married here. So Hemingway was here. The things you know of him, the hunting, the fishing, outdoorsman, that was all from those early summers here in northern Michigan. And not only we see his references to northern Michigan in the Nick Adams collection, I tell people, find a story where he doesn't recollect back or remember or reference back to the white chink cottage on the shores of a lake in northern Michigan, for instance, shows up in the snows of Kilimanjaro from all stories. So he's always drawing on that wealth of knowledge and those experiences in northern Michigan. He considered this where he found his freedom.
Details one more time, if you would, for the third annual The Last Good Country Walloon Lake and Ernest Hemingway occasion, please.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What was the last
question? The details for your weekend?
So it starts, Friday, the 27th, I believe, is the starting date. So April 27th, Friday through Sunday, we have fishing demonstrations. We have guided tours. We have tours of Horton Bay, which is where he drew so many stories from. Then we come into Petoskey, we'll see the statue, we'll see where he actually started writing, which was on State Street, a little rooming house where he took a room there. We'll have lunch at the City Park Grill, which has great Hemingway connections also. And then on Saturday will be the keynote in the evening. And then Sunday we'll conclude with what was the breakfast? We have a good breakfast. The Sun Also Rises breakfast, good name for that. And then also Brian Kosminski, from True North, I believe. He's a trout guide and a local presence here in northern Michigan. He'll be doing fly fishing demonstrations, and that's snow or shine, either way.
You bet. Chris Struble, thank you very much. Take care.